how do we keep things fresh when we're discussing something for the 100th time? That's what we're going to be talking about today in this teaching tip number 389, the first in a new series called How to Prepare Christmas Lessons. This is part one, and we're talking about starting with ourselves. Start with yourself. That's where we begin. Now, I know it can be a challenge to speak about the Christmas story for, again, like the 100th time and keep your audience engaged. And I hope that these recordings will inspire us to think fresh thoughts about the things that will benefit our lessons and our lesson preparation and those that hear us. And by the way, as I record this, it is indeed snowing outside here in snowy Watford. So I feel very Christmassy. So in this series, we're not just talking about sermons, but about lessons of all kinds, welcoming people on a Sunday, perhaps to a Christmas-themed service, a Lord's Supper, a family devotional. I think the tips we're going to explore will cover all eventualities, all of those, and perhaps a few more. And by the way, I am aware that some feel that the traditional Christmas focus is a distraction from the gospel. We shouldn't be celebrating something that's based on a pagan festival, that kind of idea. You might find the article in the footnotes interesting. I think it may expand some of your thinking on this. And I must admit that while it's true that the commercialization of what we call Christmas is a challenge, and I wouldn't agree with that, I regard the Christmas season as an opportunity. In my part of the world, you can't get away from it. So you might as well use it. Use it to speak of God's love and the beauty of the Nativity. And that can help our unchurched friends, if we want to put it that way, to get to know the gospel. They may come at Christmas when they won't come at another time. But it also helps us as people who believe in this to be refreshed in our gratitude for it. So that having been said, where do we start? I think we have to start in our lesson preparation with ourselves. Start with prayer and self-reflection. Let's talk about those two things today. Firstly, reflection. Take some time to reflect on how the Christmas story, what's actually here in the Gospels, what actually happened, how that has had an impact on your faith. You see, when we're talking about these things, personal authenticity resonates deeply with those listening to us and is more important than most other aspects of our lesson preparation. It's this, what does it mean to me, is what matters most. How do we do that? A couple of ideas. You might like to read one of the gospel accounts, read it carefully, and or perhaps one of the great prophetic passages like Isaiah 9, 6 to 7, for a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Great will be his authority, and there will be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onwards and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. I mean, what a fantastic passage to meditate on and then to talk about. So why not have a look at some passages like that? Meditate on them, read through them, read them slowly, read them more than once, use them as an inspiration for your own personal prayer. Because we're not looking for the story of Christmas as such, but to really, at this point, refresh our gratitude personally for God's love, for God's extraordinary beauty of the birth of the Messiah. So the question we're asking ourselves is not so much what does Christmas mean to me, but what do the actions of God that led to the events that we currently celebrate under the title of Christmastide mean to me? So that's the first part, personal reflection. And the second part is prayer. And these two, of course, dovetail together, overlap, or perhaps even move backwards and forwards from reflection to prayer and prayer to reflection. But we do also need to take these thoughts to God in prayer. As you discover things in these passages, take them to God. Talk them over with him. Pray through the scripture passages that are most meaningful to you about what God is doing in the Nativity. Ask God to guide your preparations and the focus that you'll have perhaps in a specific message that you're preparing, that he wants you to communicate. And once you know really deeply in your heart, once you know what the nativity means to you, take that to God in prayer and ask him to shape your thinking about how to bring that across meaningfully in the context of your speaking opportunity, which would be different to mine, anybody else's. You might find scriptures like Psalm 119 verse 18 useful, or James 1 5. Psalm 119 verse 18 and James 1 verse 5 to help you with that. So wrapping up, if we do not find the Christmas story inspiring, we must start there. We must find it. What's inspiring in it? Even if we love Christmas as such, it's important to reconnect with the heart of the events before preparing the lessons for it that we'll deliver. So I wonder, what is your best tip for helping speakers prepare inspiring lessons around the Christmas story? What do you think helps in that regard? Please let me know. Next time, we will go on to explore some less common angles for Christmas lessons. I think you'll enjoy some of these. They are innovative. If you have any comments, please do drop them into the comment box below or send me an email. Please consider joining us for AIM UK and Ireland in December. We're talking about worldviews, and next year we'll go into New Testament survey. You can find the links in the show notes. If you have a question, send me an email. If you want my newsletter, and you can sign up on my website, and I'll send you a free copy of my ebook on spiritual disciplines. And if you know anybody that might benefit from this recording, please pass the link on, so that they can themselves learn better how to prepare Christmas lessons. And at all times, remember to keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care and God bless.